This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The first funerals for some of the victims of Friday's shooting massacres at two mosques in New Zealand were held Saturday, even as the alleged shooter made his first appearance in court. The main suspect, 28-year-old Australian Brenton Harrison Tarrant, was remanded without plea on one charge of murder until his next court appearance April 5th. Meanwhile, New South Wales State Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says his officers are investigating to help New Zealand police and to ensure the safety of residents in the Australian state where Tarrant is from.
He was known for minor traffic matters, but again, those matters will all come out in court over in New Zealand. We need to respect that process over there as it takes place.
Flowers and messages were laid at the Botanic Gardens in Christchurch, New Zealand, Saturday, as the city mourned the 49 people killed in the mosque shootings. A father of four is being hailed as a hero for possibly having saved additional lives during the attack on the second mosque. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
First, I thought it was somebody probably playing firecrackers or something.
It starts out as a now common story. First disbelief, then the realization that an attack is in fact underway. But rather than hide, Abdulaziz charged outside to challenge the shooter.
And he got the gun out of his car and started shooting at me. He did around four or five shot on me.
The Afghan refugee zigzagged through the parking lot to prevent the gunman from getting a clean shot at him and came across a shotgun the attacker had abandoned when it ran out of bullets. As the gunman returned to his car a second time, Aziz brandished the weapon.
I threw like an arrow on him and he bust his window.
Aziz says the gunman cursed at him and yelled he was going to kill them all before speeding away. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.